The local group Voces de la Frontera has embarked on a 12-city tour around Wisconsin. Monday's stop will be in Pewaukee. Voces is marking 1 year since the federal government began allowing undocumented people to stay if they arrived in the U.S. as children. Voces is also demanding a path to citizenship for other undocumented immigrants. WUWM reports that Voces has spent more than a decade promoting rights for immigrants and workers. Voces de la Frontera opened its Milwaukee office in 2001. Christine Newman-Ortiz started the group and still leads it. She says it formed to lobby for the rights of low-wage workers, but increasingly worker rights dovetailed with immigration rights. Voces stepped onto the big stage a few years ago on May Day, kicking off what has become a huge annual march and rally.
We are here so that Congress will hear us, so that they will pass a just legalization for the 12 million immigrants in this country.
Newman-Ortiz says one of her goals is to give a voice and a face to undocumented workers. She says they've spoken openly at events to lessen the chance that people will view them as hardened criminals. And Newman-Ortiz perceives attitudes changing.
These are family members. These are friends. These are coworkers. These are folks who are in your church. And I think there's been that recognition over time.
Yet, she says many don't have full rights, even though they've become a vital component of the economy. Newman-Ortiz sees her group's mission, therefore, as part of the fight for civil rights. So does Enrique Figueroa. He's director of the Roberto Hernandez Center at UWM.
The fact that you're under undocumented status limits a worker's ability to confront an employer in any kind of workplace violation. Some unscrupulous employers will take advantage of that and treat undocumented workers in a different way than regular workers, just simply because they know that an undocumented worker has more limited abilities as to how to confront those.
Immigrants from many countries have fought for rights for more than a century, according to Pamela Oliver. She's a sociology professor at UW-Madison. Oliver says sometimes immigrants have found themselves colliding with Black groups pushing for equality.
Historically, many African Americans have actually been kind of hostile to immigrants on the grounds that it seems like immigrants come in and displace them in the labor market. At the same time, I'm sure that there are people seeking to form alliances and bridging these gaps and finding common ground.
Voces de la Frontera has at times stood shoulder to shoulder with other groups. Founder Christine Newman-Ortiz says it blends its mission when others face similar challenges.
The only way that we can make any progress is actually by linking our struggles together, because not one group can do it alone. Not one group is powerful enough.
Even though it appears Congress may be moving toward immigration reform, Newman-Ortiz predicts Voces will be around for some time. She expects it to continue pushing for decent pay and working conditions for low-wage workers. She also anticipates additional duties. Her organization would likely help undocumented residents file the necessary paperwork to reside here legally. I'm Annalise Henzel, 89.7 WUWM.